God, for the blessing of Him allowing us to gather to remember Him and remember His beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and to be mentioned by Him and mentioned with His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we understand this because when we say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, we've remembered Allah and we've remembered His Messenger. And we know that we were mentioned by Allah because of what the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah azza wa jal says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, I am as my servant expects me to be, and I am with him when he remembers me. فَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ, and if he mentions me within himself, I mention him to myself. وَإِذَا ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِّنْهُمْ, and if he mentions me in a group, I mention him. Allah says, I mention him, I mention that servant who remembers me in a group better than them. In Bukhari and Muslim narrate that. It's a hadith Qudsi from Abu Hurairah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're in a gathering where we're mentioning him, and we're being mentioned by him. And we're sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is sending prayers upon us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that in what Muslim narrates, من صلى علي مرة أو واحدة قال صلى الله عليه عشرة. If someone sends prayers on me once, someone invokes prayers on me one time, Allah invokes prayers on that person 10 times. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in what Abu Dawood narrates from him, that no one from my ummah, there is no one from my ummah who sends salams upon me, except that Allah returns to me my spirit until I return to his salams. And he also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith narrated by Al-Barani, أَكْثَرُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيْهِ فِي لَيْلَةِ الزَّهْرَى وَالْيَوْمِ الْأَزْهَرِ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ تُعْرَضُ عَلَيْهِ, send many prayers, invoke many prayers upon me in the radiant night and the bright day, which means Jumu'ah's Eve and Jumu'ah, Thursday night and Friday. Jumu'ah's Eve and Jumu'ah, in the radiant night and the bright day, for verily your salah is shown to me. So he's shown our prayers, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a special way on this Jumu'ah's Eve. So it's a blessing, and this is a gathering, as Sidi Nader said, it's not a spectator sport, and it's not a monologue, but rather it's a conversation or a communication between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and between us and the best of creation, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak alayhi wa ala. And then prayers on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they're one of the best invocations you could do. They're an invocation that the learned say are always accepted. They're in an invocation that is a means of refining one's soul and refining one's nafs. And they're an invocation that's a cause of guidance from types of darkness to light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He says, He is the one who sends prayers upon you, as well as His angels, to bring you forth from darknesses to light. So whenever we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, we're remembering Allah, we're remembering Muhammad, we're mentioned by Allah, it's conveyed to Sayyidina Muhammad, and Allah sends prayers upon us 10 times more. And each of those is a means, as do His angels, each of those is a means that brings us from darknesses to light. And it's a dark age, and it's a dark time. And these darknesses are constantly capturing people and enveloping them and coming between them and realities of faith. So it's a particularly beneficial time, or a particularly necessary time, to send a lot of salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also us coming together, one of the benefits of a gathering such as this, where we come together remembering Allah solely for His sake, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as was rigorously authenticated from him, from Hakim, that when people come together in a gathering like this solely for Allah's sake, they are a caller says, "And kunu maghfuran lakum qad buddilat sayi'atukum hasanat." May you all stand forgiven, your evil deeds are turned into good deeds. So it's a cause of forgiveness and a cause of our evil deeds being turned to good deeds. And also particularly there's benefit in doing so on Jumu'ah's Eve, on the night before Jumu'ah, because that's a time when it's particularly meritorious, and we mentioned one of the traditions associated with that, in sending salawat, or to send salawat, on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're showed to him in a special way. So other than Qur'an that is transmitted, that it is meritorious to read it specifically in this time, there's no other invocation that's more meritorious than sending salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this night. And as long as we're doing so tonight and tomorrow, it's directly shown to him sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And gatherings like this, this is how we take advantage of our lifespan. We should have a number of these in each day so that our hearts don't die, literally. And inshallah we'll read an athar from the Ihya to that effect. That if one doesn't have gatherings of wisdom, if one doesn't have wisdom in each 3 days, that the heart will die. Because the heart, it lives and it thrives on knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beneficial knowledge, and that's wisdom. So if it doesn't have that regularly, at regular intervals, it'd be just like the body if it was denied sustenance. It was denied food and drink, and it didn't receive it with the necessary frequency. Either it would become emaciated, and if it was denied long enough, it could even die. However, we don't want to be in despair, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring the dead to life. And gatherings like this do bring the dead to life. So alhamdulillah that you all are congregating, and alhamdulillah that you're here with Sheikh Faraz and the other shuyukh that you have in Toronto. And we're in BSF Toronto not just for those that are normally present with you, but also for the frequency and quality and caliber of visiting scholars that you have. And inshallah that will continue, and we'll continue to visit you and visit them. But inshallah we ask Allah to spread some of that barakah further south and east, inshallah ta'ala. And that stretches, and alhamdulillah. And these are the ways that we take advantage of our lifespan. And this is the nobility of the believer, his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and connection to and strong relationship with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue these gatherings and give them to be blessed, and bless Sheikh Faraz and the Seekers Hub team and all of the shuyukh that are present, and give us to honor them and take from them and benefit from them. And that is, alhamdulillah, the year for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And he and nor Prophet leave gold and silver, but rather they left knowledge. And if someone takes it, they've taken a great fortune, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So the question that comes to all of us is, how are we taking advantage of these blessings? How are we taking advantage of the blessings of learning, the blessings of dhikr, the blessings of being from the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam? And his way wasn't a way of just being comfortable and taking it easy and being satisfied with the level of practice and knowledge and state that he had, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. His was a way of absolute striving and entire sacrifice and completely taking himself to account, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So when asked, when he stood and prayed until his feet swelled, and he was asked, and this occurs in numerous sahih hadith, "You do this and your previous and latter misdeeds are forgiven." And he said, "Afala akun abdan shakura? Shall I not be a grateful slave?" So he stood out of gratitude in constant service to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that it physically affected his body and physically wore on him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And then as for his not being satisfied with his state, and that's somebody who's divinely protected from error. That's someone who knew that he was the foremost of the children of Adam, ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam. He said in the hadith that Muslim narrates from him, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam." And in some riwayat of that hadith, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam wa la fakhr." He said, "I am the foremost, I am the master of the children of Adam." So he knew that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him of that state. sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and with that, he was never self-satisfied. He was grateful for what Allah gave him, and he might even mention some of the favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed to him. However, he wasn't satisfied with his state and was in constant increase. And that's one of his sunnahs. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa baraka alayhi wa alayhi. So he said in what Bukhari narrates, Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthara min sab'ina marra. I swear by Allah, I seek Allah's forgiveness and return to Him in repentance in a day more than 70 times. So more than 70 times, he reflected on how he was with Him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sought forgiveness. Or reflected on his adab with Allah. And again, we're not speaking about certainly not sin, not even makruh, not even khilaf al-awla, not even less appropriate, but rather perfection to higher perfection. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 70 times in a day, he would seek forgiveness from that level of perfection and seek that which was higher. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one of Muslim's narrations of this tradition or this meaning, he said, أَكْتَرْ مِنْ مِيَّ مَرَّ, that I seek forgiveness more than 100 times. In the narration of Abu Dawud, the companion said, we would count him saying, we would count, like you sit in your head of sofa, 1, 2, 3, 4. We would count him saying, in one sitting, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيْهِ 100 times. So they'd count him say that 100 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one sitting. So a constant meaning of seeking more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and higher levels of perfection. And then also with respect to knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him and he revealed to him saying, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So alhamdulillah, we're from the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa baraka alayhi wa alayhi, where people Allah has, through His grace and mercy, enabled to congregate in remembrance of Allah and remembrance of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, studying the seerah and the shama'il of the Messenger and other sacred disciplines. So we should follow the Messenger, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa baraka alayhi wa alayhi. And this love is a great station, is a great blessing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, you will be with the one you love. And so that's a great hope, it's a great handhold. Imam al-Haddad said, وَالْمَحَبَّتُهُمْ دِينِي وَفَرْضِي وَسُنَّتِي وَعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى وَأَفْضَلُ مَا عِنْدِي. Love of them is my religion, my obligation, my sunnah, my firmest handhold, and the best thing that I have. So this love is a great thing. And we should cherish that and be grateful for that. However, love should catapult us into that which is higher. And love is a beginning. They say in the spiritual path, you can call it ta'alluq, takhalluq, and tahakkuq. And ta'alluq is mahabba. Love is an attachment rather, emulation and realization. Ta'alluq, takhalluq, and tahakkuq. Attachment, emulation, and realization. And they say attachment is love. The glue of, or they could say the fuel and the attachment in the spiritual path is love. And you could also say from beginning to end, it's love. So that's what one initially attaches to. One's attached to Allah and His Messenger. And that should throw one higher and forward to emulation of the ones you love. And that's takhalluq. That's imitating their characteristics and doing as they, or be trying to be as they would have one be. And that's takhalluq, that's acting out their character. And they say that that's shawq, that's longing. That if we really love them and really long for them, and really long to be with them, we should emulate them, and we should be like them, and place our feet behind their footsteps. And ultimately that's behind the footsteps of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we're people of salawat and salam on the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should be people of abundant istighfar. We should be people who always demand more, who are never satisfied with the given state that we're in and the given condition that we're in, and always hope for more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because that's how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. We should be people of mujahada. People of mujahada, and I don't know what it is, you know, but the spiritual path is a way of mujahada. I remember when we were in Jordan visiting Sheikh Nuh, or he quoted from some of the people that Tasawwuf he met in Jordan. He said, Tasawwuf is you and your arm. Meaning that you have to work. It's about work. It's not, and this isn't to comment on munshid, but Tasawwuf isn't singing feel-good songs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good to love and sing, and that's good. And the lover can hope from a lot from his beloved. However, it's about mujahada. And it's not ruqsa either. Ruqsa, like when you look in the early books of the Qawm, they talk about ruqsa as the dispensation of the fuqaha. And the spiritual path was something they called themselves above the general laws of the fuqaha. So it's not like seeking out dispensations or an excuse to be relaxed. That has nothing to do with the spiritual path. It might be mercy towards others and finding excuses for them and looking for dispensations for them. But for the individual, it's about demanding more from oneself and not being self-satisfied. And there was one of the men of a Risala, Al-Qushayri, Qushayra's Risala. He was named Shayban Arai, and a Shafi'i, Rahimahullah, used to visit him. And he would visit others of the folk, of the Salihin, and take benefit from them. So once he visited with his student, Imam Ahmad, who was also a great Imam, and a Mujtahid, and a Muhaddith. So Imam Ahmad said, and Shayban was illiterate. He's illiterate, he said, Miskeen, he's illiterate and he's a shepherd and we're writing the hadith of Rasulullah. I'm going to ask him questions to encourage him to seek knowledge. And the Prophet, Shafi'i said, don't do it. And in another narration they say, don't do it, and if you do it, you'll unearth an ocean of knowledge. So he said, I'm going to ask him, and he said, let me ask you a question. And he said, you have this flock of sheep, so how do you do zakat? And he said, on your madhab or on ours? Meaning on the madhab of the fuqar or the madhab of the salihin? And he said, okay, on your madhab, if he has 40, he pays 1. If he has 121, he pays 2. If he has 200, he pays 3. And then after that, every 100, he pays 1, and on and on. And he mentioned the ahkam of zakat. And then he said, that's correct. And he said, on your madhab, he said, the slave and all that he owns belongs to his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Ahmad was blown away and actually lost his senses by the state of this individual. But that's their way, and alhamdulillah, we love them and don't claim their states. But love should encourage us to try to make some emulation. That we demand more from ourselves, that we have some mujahada, that we have some istighfar, that we have some self-reflection. That when we come to an intersection where the sharia is one thing, and our own hawa is another thing, or our own character falls beneath that, rather than making excuses, rather than looking for a ready-made fatwa from here or there, we put our head down and say, astaghfirullah. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us out of this situation. Play salatul hajj, natawajjih Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call the salihin, try to find a way for Allah to enable us to obey Him and not make excuses for ourselves. Be people always with our head down, seeking forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Madian said, وَحُبْتَ رَدْتَكْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ بِلَا سَبَبٍ. Put your head down and seek forgiveness for without even any cause. Just keep one's head down and seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the one we love so much and we constantly send salawat upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's how he was. He was constantly seeking forgiveness and constantly seeking an increase, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So emulation, again, that yearning that we have for him should lead us to emulation of him, an emulation of his heirs, of the salihin, and that is a way to realization, to really being like the beloved. And they say that's taste, that's dhawq. So again, they say ta'alluq is mahabba, attachment is love, and takhalluq is shawq, and that's longing, and tahakkuk is dhawq, spiritual experience. And that's all of those are mentioned in the verse, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Say, if you do love Allah, then follow me, and Allah will love you. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the last, meaning realization, being like the beloved, and Imam An-Nawawi mentioned this hadith in his 40, and he viewed it as sahih, but there's some argument about his sahih, however the meaning is sound, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. One of you doesn't truly believe until his desire, his love and natural inclination, his hawa, follows what I brought. So that the person's likes and dislikes are like the beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Shaykh Faraz and bless Seekers Hub and the other ulama that are present, and the pious, all of those that are assisting and enabling these efforts. May it continue to be a beacon of prophetic inheritance in this locality and internationally in the whole world by Allah's mercy, and He's the most merciful of the merciful. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable each of us to be a key which unlocks doors of good and a lock which prevents all harm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to put our footsteps behind the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah enable us to put our tongue upon the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that our hearts follow the Prophet's heart. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak alayhi wa alayhi. And please excuse us. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.